Hi, I'm Philip Sheldrake. I'm a business consultant with a specialism in technology, marketing, and public relations, a founding partner of Influence Crowd, and of Meanwhile, the Venture Marketers. I'm also the author of a book called The Business of Influence, Reframing Marketing and PR for the Digital Age. To me, the business of influence is broken. So first up, let's define influence. You've been influenced when you think in a way you wouldn't otherwise have thought, or do something you wouldn't otherwise have done. Simple as. No organization is an island. Everything an organization does occurs in the context of a changing world, in a dynamic interplay with every entity around it. So organizations must cultivate a sensitivity to this dynamic and sharpen their ability to interpret and respond to the myriad communication flows issuing from all sides. Whilst in fact this has always been the case, social media has taken the friction out of the system, so to speak, and everything an organisation does, and indeed sometimes what it doesn't do, exerts influence that is now more likely to spread and accumulate, impacting your reputation with stakeholders. Your organisation has to improve the way it exerts influence, how it tracks the influence stakeholders have on each other, with respect to your organisation and brands, and systematically ensure that they influence you right back. You'll also want to be vigilant of competitors' influence flows. And I refer to these in total then as the six influence flows. Yet the functional, siloed approach many companies take in these regards today remains a product of 20th century media, 20th century tech, and 20th century understanding of business strategy, despite the fact that all three are radically changed in 2012. Social media is creating radical transparency to the point where the axiom, perception is reality, may be seen to have flipped. Reality is increasingly perception. You can't fake it or spin it. The tech revolution is actually speeding up. The so-called Internet of Things is emerging, as is the semantic web, aka Web 3.0. And you only have to look in your pocket for the continued dramatic improvements in mobile technologies. And the global 2000 companies have embraced new approaches to business performance management, frameworks such as Kaplan and Norton's strategy maps and balanced scorecard. In my mind then, everything has changed around the organisation, but too many organisations typically appear, structurally and culturally, much the same today as, say, 1990. Tomorrow, your influence strategy must effectively socialize the enterprise, systematically, taking appropriate advantage of social media and associated info technologies and driving business performance management. You could view the social enterprise then as one that embraces these innovations to its core to improve agility, productivity, stakeholder relations, and competitiveness. It means your organization's human information and organizational capital must be refocused. Now, I call this process the business of influence, and I've developed a framework called the Influence Scorecard to help you create the social enterprise. This transformation presents a fantastic opportunity for your organization and all your stakeholders. You should all benefit. In fact, the only losers will be your competition.
You've been listening to Social Media Insights, part of the Social Media Toolkit for Small and Medium Businesses from Dell, designed to help you embrace or further develop your use of social media. Find more information online at www.dell.co.uk/business/social media.